If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell. Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season 4. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the series. You know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out new interviews just like this one every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists. You can also grab us in the podcast land, Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, or of course right here on YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please do give the series a rating and leave a review. Those always help out so much. We've had some great guests drop by. Wet Leg was just here to talk about their album Moisturizer. We had Renee Elise Goldsberry drop in. You know her as one of the Schuyler sisters from Hamilton or from Girls 5 Eva. We talked with Lucy Dacus, Dean Wareham, and Britta Phillips from Luna, Alan Walker, the Norwegian DJ, Zara Larsson, the Swedish pop star, Seth MacFarlane, of course, of Family Guy and Ted and the Orville, Shirley Manson of Garbage, Mark Hamill from Star Wars, Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're talking Zombies 4 on Disney. Milo Manheim back as Zed. We got Meg Donnelly back as Addison. We are introducing Malachi Barton as Victor and Freya Skye as Nova. Let's read about this. In the first three Zombies movies, Zed and Addison brought human and monster kind together in their hometown of Seabrook. Now a new adventure dawns for the duo when their summer road trip takes an unexpected detour, landing them in the middle of yet another monster rivalry, Daywalkers versus vampires. Tensions flare when Zed and Addison find themselves acting as camp counselors between the two opposing supernatural factions, and with the help of Eliza and Willa, they must convince sworn enemies Nova and Victor to try to unite their warring worlds before an even greater threat endangers them all. We're going to hear about this new world. We're going to hear about vampires that don't suck blood. We're going to hear about creating Daywalkers, and especially for Malachi and Freya coming into this franchise. Of course, with Milo and Meg, they also produce. They're executive producers. I want to hear about the responsibility they have. I want to hear about growing these characters and the music. Everybody's a musician. Everybody's a musician. So that spills over and includes game night as well. All of that and more as we talk Zombies 4. It's Kyle Meredith with Milo Manheim, Meg Donnelly, Malachi Barton, and Freya Skye.
Kyle.
Is that an Adidas poster in the back? Oh, no. Sorry. Never mind.
We got
mind.
Prince.
It's a Prince poster, not an Adidas. Now it's brain fog. Moment.
No. I can see where you get that from right there. I keep my angels over my shoulder.
There we go. I love it.
Nice to see you both on here. Congrats on Zombies 4. Great to have you back in this wacky little world. I'd love to hear from both of you on this one. I don't know if Meg, you want to start, but But it's not the first time. Not only do you all star in it, but you also produce, executive produce on this. I mean, I would imagine that you feel some like responsibility and ownership of these characters. How involved do you get on that side of things?
Super involved. I feel like Milo and I, during this entire franchise, we've always loved to talk creatively just about the whole world in general, because we're fans of zombies as well. Not just Zed and Addison, of course, but also just all the other characters and plot lines and all of that stuff. And I think this movie, we actually got to put that into action and actually, you know, talk through things and try like everything. So it was really cool to put on a bunch of different hats with like casting and wardrobe and just everything that you could think of. It was just so cool to have some kind of say, or at least to know what was going on. Like, even with the songs, like there's so many songs that aren't chosen, and like just hearing songs that like weren't picked and like why they picked the songs they did, like all of that. Like I knew it was happening, but just like to actually know about it all was just really fascinating. And yeah. As fans of DCOMs, that was our era of, you know, watching DCOMs on Friday night.
Prime time.
We also are fans of Disney Channel, so we know what fans want because we are fans. So yeah. It was really cool to sprinkle that in there too.
What she said.
Well, I'll let you add on to that, Milo, and everything, because you get to grow these characters, which, you know, how do you do that? Because I'm sure a lot of it's on the page, but at the same time, you know, it is a wacky world. Like, how do you allow these characters to kind of grow?
Well, it is a very weird world that we've created here. And I think that, you know, that's kind of the beauty of it, is that everything's always changing. And when I started with this franchise, I mean, just like Zombies 1 to 2, I remember on Zombies 2 asking myself, like, what did I do on Zombies 1? How am I going to do the same thing? And I was just like, Zed lives in Milo. He's there. Milo's grown since the last movie, and so has Zed. So I think we just kind of allow where we are in our lives to, kind of lead our characters the directions they go. And also, it just kind of happens to work out that there's always parallels in your own life and the movie that we're shooting. But you had brought up like responsibility. I feel like in this movie now, especially being producers, we were like, we have to do this movie justice, and we have to, there were so many things that we were thinking about. But I mean, I think we just created such a good team of people. The story is great. We like checked all the boxes of things that were important to us. And I think just vibing out on set really gave us like the best thing we could possibly do. And it's a very fun movie.
And we'll be right back right after this. Hey, it's Kyle Meredith. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful, personalized GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. And getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. And no matter where you live, Effecty makes it easy to access GLP-1 treatments. The entire process is online and remote, so you can start your weight loss journey from the comfort of your home without the hassle of commuting or long wait times. Whether you're in a major city or a small town, you can access top-tier care from licensed professionals at your convenience. So, are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code KMW at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use the code KMW to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. So what are you waiting for? Get started today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the cast of Zombies 4.
Priya, you're coming to, I mean, you're both coming into this a world that's been built up. It's got a lot of history in it. How do you come into this? Do you have to study up? Do you have to go back and rewatch all the stuff, or do you try to come in fresh?
Oh, definitely. I think as soon as, I've always been a big fan of the Zombies movies, but as soon as I found out I was going to be auditioning for the fourth installment of the franchise, I was like, let me just eat, sleep, and breathe the Zombies movies, because I think along with getting a feel for the movie, it's also getting a feel for the style and the way that, you know, jokes are delivered and everything. I think it's, there's so many small things that you can pick up on, like, subconsciously when you just watch it so many times. So that was something that I did and really helped me, just was watching the movies over and over and over again until I sent like myself deep in.
That's interesting that you would actually think about the style in that way, like matching it up.
Yeah, because I think Zombies has such a distinctive feel to it. It's something that's like super fun and kind of magical, and I think now nostalgic. So it was something that I was kind of studying in a way, but it's great because my way of studying was just watching the movies, which is fun anyway. So yeah. I was like, yeah, that's what I was doing a lot of.
Malachi, we've seen a lot of different kind of vampires before, but rare do we get to see the non-blood-sucking kind.
I know.
How do you develop something like that?
Honestly, it's interesting because, I mean, I think the blood-sucking aspect of vampires is like kind of what makes a vampire a vampire. But I feel like the whole writing team and a whole creative team on this movie did such an amazing job of turning vampires into this like fun-loving, friendly type of creature, type of monster. And by kind of bringing in the idea of the blood fruit is kind of like, it's cool, you know? It's the family-friendly version of a neck, if that makes any bit of sense. But it was funny. I remember when we were in the special effects office and they were having us try the blood fruits for the first time, and they were these little like boba. It was like boba type of things inside of it. It was actually really good. But
I didn't get to try it.
I know. So
I wasn't
sad.
There that day.
So sad. But I really do feel like they did a great job of, you know, turning specifically the vampires into not so much of a horror character where they, you know, where they normally are. But yeah, I love Victor and I love what we did with him. So
do you still keep some of those old traits in mind at all?
100%. When I say like the family friendly, not so horror, I'm not fully dropping the like scare factor of them. Cause you know, they're vampires. They still gotta be a little scary. I mean, when you look at their outfits, they're dark, mysterious. You have the fangs, you have the black eyeliner around, which just gives it like the dark kind of smolder. And then the red hair along with the colored eyes whenever they like vamp out, I guess. There's still a lot of aspects of like an OG of what you think a vampire is. But you know, we're just, I guess, letting in a new idea of vampire.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with the cast of Zombies 4.
You know, there's a nice setup at the end and everything. The potential for the continuing, like, I start thinking about what kind of monsters I want to see. Ghosts, I think, would be fun. Like, do you all have those conversations?
Yes.
We do. As a cast, we talk about it because I feel like there's so many. There's endless things. I mean, obviously, Daywalkers was something that was created as a part of the franchise. So whether it's going to be another one that we already have a perception of in pop culture, or if it's going to be another made up one, who knows?
I mean, yeah, it's Zombies has been all just expect the unexpected, and hey, maybe next year we're gonna have to sit back and just say, hey, you know, greetings to another monster, and just say what's up and learn to love them, and you know, the same old same old.
Speaking of vibing out, everybody's a musician. Like, everybody's a musician, which, by the way, congrats Meg on Dying Arts. That sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Like, does that boil over? Do you guys get to do that in the off hours with each other?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, honestly, Julian Lerner, who plays Ray, he's a great guitar player. He's amazing. There's lots of dancing going on. There's lots of like, I make the cast like quiz me on vexology, like learning about flags and stuff, like on set. Well, anytime we're just having downtime, we always bring our own passions into just
a lot of games.
A lot of escape rooms done down there.
Game nights were a big hit.
Seriously.
I get that a lot. Like charades, the running charades. Was
Everybody thinks that we're a very pranky cast. We're not. We're a very gamey cast. That's all we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats on it, really, guys. It's great to see you all again. And thanks
Thank
so much for
you.
taking the time.
Thank you so
Thank you,
much. Thank
Kyle.
you.
Good to see
All right.
you.
Thank
Thank you
you. I
so much.
appreciate
Lovely
it.
to meet you. Have a good day.
And a big thanks to Milo Manai, Meg Donnelly, Malachi Barton, Freya Sky, Zombies 4 out now on Disney. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here to keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. You can grab me at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give this series a rating and leave a review wherever you're listening from as well. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Tegan and Sarah, Haim, Leve, Mike Watt, the Staples Singers, Bonnie Raitt, the Lumineers, and my interview with Auli'i Carvalho. You, of course, know her as the voice of Moana. So tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.